Happy Tuesday to you and welcome to your Tuesday's teaching of It's Time For Me. And as we continue on with this week's topic of reflect and reset, I hope you got on well yesterday with your teaching and looked at where you've been over the last number of months. Has anything changed for you? Has your mind or your opinion or your perspective changed on things you want to create or things maybe that you've just completely changed direction in? Today we're going to delve a little bit more into the reflection part, why it's important and how you can do more of that. So really, reflection is very important. I would always say even once a month, have a reflection time for yourself, because our mind and our thoughts and our emotions change at quite rapid paces. And even though if we can say, oh God, that was only a couple of months ago, it's amazing the amount of energy that can shift in that time. If certain things have happened for you, it can pivot your perspective on things and what you actually want now versus what you wanted then. And also we evolve and we grow each day and each week and each month. So it's important to check in and say, okay, well, what have I learned about myself? What things would I do differently? What things would I do less of, more of, etc.? So one of the really good ways of reflecting is to actually journal. And I know a lot of us are stuck for time and things like that, but it is a really good process, because when you get a journal, and actually go and buy yourself a nice notebook and just say, this is going to be my journal. However, how many times I write in it or don't write in it, you know, that's completely okay. You could write once a month, you could write once every 6 months, like what we're doing now, okay? But when we write down, we're actually putting all of the thoughts that we have in black and white in front of us and on paper. And a great exercise, and I did this with you last year, is around free writing, okay? So free writing is where you write a statement and then you set a timer on your phone for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and you literally just allow yourself to write. You go as quick as you can, and it's basically just whatever thoughts are in your mind, just write them out. You don't think about it as you're writing it. What you do is when the timer goes off after 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you stop and you read it back. It'll give you really, really good insights and deeper insights into what's going on in your mind and how you're feeling about things. So a statement, for example, could be, over the last few months, I have dot, 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 and you fill that in. That could be anything could come up over that period of time. When I was doing my postgrad last year in 2018, we, at the very end of our postgrad, we got to do a free writing exercise, and we had to write actually about like our personal achievements over the course. And what was really interesting is it was nothing to do with the work that we actually did. It was nothing to do with the projects we'd handed up or the assignments or even things we learned. Everybody who wrote theirs, because we had to talk a little bit about them after, wrote about their personal growth, about where they were at the start of the course versus the end of the course on a personal level. And none of us really mentioned anything about what we learned, because it was quite a personal journey just based on how the course was. So what I found really interesting is when I read back in it, I was like, oh my God, look at what I've written. Look at the insight that I got. Look at the thoughts that I'm actually having. Look at the clarity that's there, and actually look how much I have evolved in this period of time. And that's the thing, when we're trying to make changes or just, you know, live a better life or have more balance, we hold the answers inside ourselves, but we never give ourselves the chance to see that. So you can light a candle, get out your journal and write that statement. Over the last few months, I have dot, dot, dot. Another one you could write is, I feel more balanced because dot, dot, dot. Or if you're not, you could say, I'm feeling more out of balance because. Do set a timer on your phone and stop, because what it does is, it's, if you just could sit there and you could write for an hour, you'd probably just stop, start, think about it. We want you just to go into flow. So set the timer. And light a candle, relax yourself. Another way for reflection is just to simply sit for 5 or 10 minutes again and take deep breaths in and deep breaths out, and just allow the mind to quieten and really just connect in and ask yourself the questions that you're asking the universe or asking other people about. We often look for answers for things, and as I just said a moment ago, those answers lie deep within us. So as I've mentioned a good few times, I am a reader, I read tarot cards, I read angel cards, and I get readings done myself probably once every 6 months or once a year. And it's really just guidance. It's just someone to say, okay, look, you're on the right track, you're not on the right track, or here's a different kind of perspective on it, or what you're thinking is correct. And that's really when people come to me, they're just looking for that. But I, in my readings, want to shift people back to themselves. So of course I'll say, look, this is the guidance of the cards, but like, you have to make things happen. You have to put the action in, you have to put the effort in. But always when cards of reflection come up, and in the tarot, one of the reflection cards is actually hermit energy. And it's not about being a hermit and staying in, but it is basically this man, and he's got a cloak around him, his head down, but he's holding a light in front of him. A little lantern with a bright light in it. And that card is all about that when you go inward, there's this light right in front of you that leads you on the path of where you want to go. And that's a really good analogy for thinking about what reflection truly is. It's that connectivity with yourself. It's that connection with the bigger parts of you that have the guidance and have the answers that you need, connecting in with your higher self as well, your emotional self and your mind and your physical body. So I'd highly recommend doing that exercise. If you had 5 or 10 minutes today to do it, brilliant. If you don't, try and do it at the weekend, but do try and get it done in this week while we're doing the topic of reflect and reset, reset, I should say. So I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, and have a great day.